Thank you for holding. Is this Daniel?
Yeah, it's Daniel.
Hey, Daniel. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Doing good.
That's what I like to hear. I understand you were speaking with Ray. She asked me to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Well, it seems pretty simple. I mean, like, currently as it is, my business doesn't get listed really highly because I don't pay the sponsor stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I am with Angie's Lists right now, Angie's Leads.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I mean, I kind of signed up for them, and I kind of expected more than what I'm getting.
Right.
I'm kind of locked into another 11 months, or I think it's another 12 billing periods.
Mm.
So each one is like 28 days. And so, I mean, Angie's isn't cheap. It's actually just about as much as what I'd be paying for you guys. It's
usually
and,
more.
It's,
I've worked with a lot
and,
of
well, I tried to go with as cheap of a plan as I could with them. But still, it still sounds like it'd be a little bit more than what I'd be paying with you guys. Yeah, I'm kind of in a situation where I can't really cancel there. Well, they're kind of telling me I can't. I haven't really fully gone through and seen if I have a way out of the contract. If I could, I would kind of be willing to do that.
Okay. Let me see what I can find. I recently had a client of mine in the same position, and I know he used this report from the Federal Trade Commission that we had found, and that got him his money back. So I'm going to try to see
if cause I get the leads from them, and I get the leads from like 50% of them are just people shopping around. They just use these things just to try and shop around. It's not really like a direct lead. It's very vague.
Yeah, I know they use Google and a few other things to get the leads, and then they kind of resell them to like 5 or 6 people at a time. So it's, you know, doesn't really help you as far as getting new customers coming in. If it's going to go to 5 or 6 other people, you got like a 80% or a 20% chance, 80% fail rate. You know, if it goes to 5
guys. I'm not as happy with it as they described it, the promises that they tried to say that they could keep.
Well, I sent you a text there. If you click on that link, it's one of these articles right here. There's a lot of them. I mean, it's all the Federal Trade Commission, but the Federal Trade Commission has been going back and forth for years thinking about if they should shut these guys down over the last, like, 2 years because they've shut them down before. They were used to be called Service Magic back in the day.
I see the text.
Yeah, so a lot of times if you click on that link and you go to the refunds one, you could report it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you get it back that way through the FTC. But I also had a client of mine who filled it out and then just called them and told them he was reporting them to the FTC. And they just canceled and refunded him. I've also had clients like, not even want the refund, just to cancel. And they've, once you mention this, they kind of like, they're already in hot water. So that's your way
out. They don't want to mess with it. They just expect you don't even know who they are.
Exactly. They figure you're not going to figure that out because they have a good front end where it looks like they're a great company based on the reviews that come from the homeowners that got 5 free quotes and picked the cheapest guy, you know? But if you look at the business owners that use it, it gets like a 1-star across the board. So it's not a great service.
Yeah. I couldn't really see, like, I was looking online, like, for Inch Lead if there was any reviews, and I, like, couldn't find any. They're all for, like, homeowners that are like, oh, great service, great,
yeah.
Like, tons of great options and stuff. And I was like, oh, okay. I mean, seems like I'm not seeing anything negative, but I'm not exactly looking for the homeowner.
So I do want to reassure you, though, too, like, you're not making a bad decision in trying to do that. You know, if you really step back and look at your marketing options, you're very, very limited on what you can do. And so, like, putting your name out there is not a bad thing. But as a long-term marketing solution, you're absolutely right. I mean, you're not going to want to use a system like that forever. Maybe just to kind of first get your foot in the door, start generating a couple companies or a couple of reviews, you know, get your name out there for a first page placement or have a reputation so that when you do other advertising, people can look you up the same way you're trying to look them up, you know, before you use it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a bad idea. I don't want you to beat yourself up about it like that. But we do have a great opportunity here today with the first page placement. You know, that's probably the major benefit to you in this whole call is that we even have first page placement available. And 90% of searches start and stop on that first page. So, you know, it's feast or famine when it comes to marketing. You're either on the first page and you're getting a bunch of phone calls and getting business regularly, or your next door neighbor can't even find you when they do a search, and then you're stuck buying leads and doing other things to try to get it going. So,
yeah.
With this, you know, it's all month to month. We don't require any kind of contract. The contracts don't really hold up anyway. The reality is that it's at will. The business owner has to want to continue to use us each month in order for us to get paid. So different dynamic. You have a team of people that are actually invested in helping you be successful, or else we're not going to make money either, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to send you the pricing page here just so you can get a breakdown of the meat and potatoes of the conversation and see if we can make this work for you. I can't promise you that it's going to be 100% cheaper. It might be. For some people it is. It just depends on what you're setting aside for a marketing budget.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'll try to get it as low as I can just to get your foot in the door. I always have a lot of success with guys like that where I get the rate down, get their foot in the door, kind of earn your business, you know, build trust with you. And then obviously if you want to do something bigger down the line, it's a lot easier conversation that way. So that tends to be my angle, is not so much break the bank for a new business that's just getting started and working with a limited budget.
Yeah.
Okay. But we have different packages. Our most popular for new businesses is the Platinum. You're not exactly a new business. You're like right at that 5-year mark. So, and you already have your own website, right?
I'm not at a 5-year mark. I started last summer.
Okay. Well, it's 5 years and under is what it says for the new in business,
okay,
right? They put in the notes 5 years. Okay. So I was just going to go ahead and push that through anyway, Daniel. But do you have your own website?
Okay. Yeah, I've got my own website.
Okay. Perfect. And what about social media? Are you doing anything with like Facebook or Instagram?
I'm on Facebook, and I'm not on Instagram. I was going to get Instagram, but I don't really post anything right now. I've got like one post out.
Okay. It's pretty new. The online stuff's pretty new for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I'm thinking is this. So, I mean, I could put you on this Platinum bundle. It'll get you not just the first page placement on Google, but you'll be on the first page of Bing and Amazon Alexa voice search results. Same thing with Apple Safari since they default to Google's top recommendations. And then this one has Facebook ads in there as well, and a popular directory submission. So Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. That should check all your boxes. I mean, that should make us a one-stop shop for you. So that way, once you do decide to leave Angie's or HomeAdvisor, you're not going to lose any sleep. You know, you'll have about 10 different ways of generating customers with that package. Usually it comes with a website too, but since you already have your own website, what I was thinking is I could put you on the Platinum, waive the setup fee on it. That'll save you $299. That usually goes towards like hosting and buying your domain name anyway. And then I could also reduce the rate on the Platinum by 50% with your new in business credit, get it down to just $299. Month to month for the whole bundle. And then I could lock you in at that rate. So as long as you're with us, you get that deal. It's not just like a first month promotion.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't you send me that, like over text or some, send that to me.
Oh, I did.
I thought
you were looking at it right now.
Oh, no. I'm driving right now to the, okay, there. I see the link.
Yeah, so it's the
I'll have to sit on it like for today, because I'll go home and I'll message the guy that kind of feels like a pest to me. He's like my Angie's like advisor guy, but he doesn't really help. He just kind of tries to tell me to spend more money.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. So I'll message him about this whole like, hey, I kind of want to cancel. I'll mention the thing, and then I'll see what sticks because I have no way. I don't really have enough like budget set aside for me to do both at once.
Yeah. No. And I definitely wasn't recommending that. Obviously you're going to decide what's best for your business, but some companies, they wait like 6 months, a year before a spot opens up on the first page of Google. And that's why I was telling you, that's the major benefit because we're not Google. We're just a Google partner. When these positions open up, they create a list and they give it to the all four of the premier Google partners. And then their reps basically call out, just like we're doing today, you know, down the list until the spot fills. Once they fill that position, you know, then we don't really have first page placement to offer you. I mean, you could do pay-per-click or Google Guarantee. That's another issue in and of itself. If you're looking for, like I said, cost efficiency, consistency of your placement without having to pay per lead or click or call, you know, this is it right here.
Okay. Yeah, I see the appeal.
Yeah, just long
that I kind of
like the guys that.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Just that I like I said, I have no way of like doing two at once, and I know that the spot fills up quick, and because I've already paid for this month of Angie's, I'm not like I would just ask them to cancel it for the month of May. But I mean, I'm not sure how these spots fill up fast. I'm not sure if it's going to be open by May.
No, I mean, the last time we had a position available, like I said, I believe here, let me go to the notes for this area. Yeah, it was 8 months ago, to be exact. This is August. Yeah. So it's like literally if you fill it and you start working with us and we're keeping you up there, you're maintaining that spot. So you would have to like discontinue your placement or relocate to another area before we could offer this type of placement to another business in the area that does what you do. That's why we were reaching out to you today is we have the availability. And also with Google, that's what makes it so profitable is that there's not 100 guys up there. Even though this is what everybody uses, there's only three guys that show on the local map section as top recommended options for the area. So, I mean, you're basically cornering the market at that point. People will be able to call you directly. Yeah. And then without having those lead fees, click fees, call fees, I mean, I'm pretty sure after the first month, if you could pair it side by side, you know, with Home Advisor by Angie's, you'll have some pretty obvious answers on what's going to be best for you long term. Just Google alone, not considering everything else we're doing for you too.
And wait, what? And those are like the other, like Bing and stuff you're talking about?
Yeah, because when you get Google verified and then you have Google Places placement locally, you ended up a top local option on those platforms too when we do the submission. So like Bing, they pull from from Google's top three local guys for their top five. Same thing if you go, hey Alexa, on an Amazon Alexa device, it's a Google search. So you're a top local option on Amazon Alexa devices. And then also Apple Safari defaults to Google. And then Androids are owned by Google. So those also default to Google. So it's like when you have first page placement, it's not just somebody doing a regular Google search. If they're doing a voice-activated search, if they're on an iPhone, Android, tablet doing a search for any of the services you provide, these are the guys that they're getting. So you'd be a top recommended option for them too. And then we're also running Facebook ads, which you can get leads from as well.
So are the ads like included in it?
Yeah, the Facebook ads is a part of the service. So within that $299, the Facebook ads is paid for. We allot $100 directly into the Facebook ads campaign. And then obviously if you want to increase it after evaluating the ROI you're getting from that, you could always increase it or even scale back on it if you think it might be too much. But typically that'll do it if you keep it within a 40-mile radius of your street address.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, that Facebook thing is included in, pricing.
Uh-huh. It's part of the Platinum package. So if you go to the pricing page and then scroll all the way down, the Platinum package, it's normally $5.99, but it has in there Facebook ads as well. So I'm putting you on that package, but I'm reducing your rate to just $2.99. So we're not cutting any corners. You're still going to get all the same bells and whistles. We anticipate the same return on investment as if you were paying for the Platinum package in full, but I'm just reducing the rate. And the whole point of doing that is to try to get you into a position where it's clearly profitable. And that way each month when we sit down, you could say, hey, I spent $2.99, but I made this. You shouldn't have a problem continuing to work with us each month as a long-term marketing solution.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's do that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, the first month, if you compare them, I can't tell you how many guys – I've been doing this for 12 years, so once they get on the first page, they're always like, man, I wish you would have called me sooner or before I signed up with that, you know? And so all it takes really is you getting your foot in the door and you seeing the difference of people contacting you for help versus you trying to scramble around, chase people down, pay these lead fees for guys you didn't even get a hold of, all that circus, and it'll pretty much sell itself to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it. I can't really commit to something right now because of my whole situation.
Yeah, no commitment at all. It's all month to month. That's what I was telling you, like, any business owner we work with, they're coming back on their own. They're not coming back because they have to, you know. So it's up to us to make sure that you're happy with the service in order for you to really even want to continue to use it each month. It's not something where you're signing up for 6 months or a year.
Okay, but so I would... I have to pay, obviously, for the first month to get started, right?
Right, right. And then I will schedule a client interview so that way we could customize it for you and we start working on your Google verification, everything right away.
Okay. So, well, I can't really make a decision on the phone right now. But I am interested. It's just, I mean, you know my situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I don't want to tell you guys like, oh yeah, let's do it. And then I find out I still have to pay, HomeAdvisor or Angie's like $350 a month.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that company lied to you. Anybody who tells you to sign up for a year, it's like a woman asking you to marry her on the first date. It's like, you don't know if you even like
her
yet. So those kind of things never hold up. If you made the decision as a business owner, like this is detrimental or not beneficial to my business, legally you have the right to part ways with them at any time. And honestly, if you can go the route that I gave you, you could also just go to your bank and stop all transactions. And they're not going to come after you in a small claims court over this verbiage that they know is not legal in the first place. Like they can't require you to pay for something that you don't want, you know?
Yeah, I see that.
It's marketing. It's not like it's a subscription or service. If you're not accepting those leads, then they have nothing to charge you for, you know? They have no reason to.
Right, because you're right. Because they send me the leads and I get these phone calls and stuff, but it's just so frustrating getting like somebody that says, oh yeah, because I'll call back the second I get the call because I've got two phones on me always. And they'll be like, oh yeah, I found somebody that does it for a price I don't think you can match. And I'm like, well, how did you do that? You called me 5 minutes ago. and then I'll go there, give them our price, and then they'll be like, well, can you beat you beat this price? And I'm like, well, no, yeah. I can't.
I mean, yeah, I mean, if you think about the dynamic of your marketing strategy through those guys, it's like, okay, maybe I have to buy 5 leads for every conversion I get, or 4, you know, and then the average lead cost is $20 to $30. So you're probably spending like $100 to $130 for each job you get. And then when you do get that job, typically you have to drop your price in order to beat out the other guys. So by the time you do this, you're going to be like breaking even, or it's eating a significant chunk of your profit, where it's like you're paying HomeAdvisor by Angie's, or you're working for them in a way, you know? It's not really going to help you get ahead.
It's quite annoying.
Right, right. And but again, I don't want you to beat yourself up, because without having first page placement available, what other options do you really have?
Yeah.
So you did really what was accessible to you at the time. But if we have first page placement, it's not just Google verification, getting your business as a company that exists on Google, but we're also promoting you in front of people who are actively Googling for what you do, you know? And so they could call you from there. You're not going to be limited on the amount of opportunities that you get with this type of service. And your budget's fixed, so you don't have to worry about spending X amount of money if the $500 that you spent with them didn't work out. You know what I mean? Like if you put aside $500 in leads, by the time you've gotten 10 leads, that budget is gone, and you have to go over that in order to keep getting leads. It's just it's a money pit.
Yeah.
So to even consider,
well,
long term, that's what I'm telling you. Like, you don't have to cancel them on my accord, but if you could pair them side by side, you know, you'd be really happy that I didn't hang up on you earlier.
Yeah.
You know, because it's easy to go down a list and just be like, hey, this is what it is. And, you know, you get these big wigs out there that try to get up all the digital real estate so the smaller guys can't eat. But, you know, if you're new to marketing and you don't understand that field, then, you know, I want to be able to break it down for you so you know exactly what you'd be saying yay or nay to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When he says nay, I'm right next to a couple of horses because I'm picking up my trailer.
They're all looking at you like,
Yeah. They're running around and stuff. I'm trying to back in to get into my trailer. I get to keep my trailer at the spot, and it's really nice. I get to keep it here for free, but it's like in such a terrible place to back into.
Oh, yeah, it's like really
I just could never get it. It's like there's a RV in front of me, so I have to like wiggle my way in front and back always to try and like get parallel with it.
Well, I'd feel really bad if you crashed on my accord, so I'd be careful with that.
Yeah, no, I just have you on my headphones right now.
So you said like you started this like 6 months ago?
More than that. I started in like August of 24.
Okay, yeah, so this is the first time we've had a spot open since you've actually been in business.
Yeah, I got your call like last week about the same lady, and then on me going today, and I told her I'd probably be ready today.
From one of our reps?
Yeah, your rep. The rep that was just on the phone with me earlier.
Ray? Called you last week?
Yeah, he had called me. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and then I told her to call me again today because I wasn't able to talk.
Interesting. Yeah, because they're telling me the last time we had an opening, but I don't know if maybe... Let me see. Yeah, it is saying it was on an active hold. Oh, she put it on a hold for you. They're not supposed to do that, honestly, because it kind of sets us back on filling the spot. Like if somebody gave a verbal agreement and he's just like, okay, you know, I'll post-date it, put a card down, but you got to process it at this time when I'm able to afford it. And so that's the kind of like hold she put on it, but... She's kind of one of our newer reps. I don't think she should have done that. I mean, not saying you're not, not deserving of that, but that's just not our normal protocol. Usually they want to just keep calling out, down the qualified candidates list until we fill it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mention the holders or anything. I just said to talk again.
That's her doing. It's just a disposition though on the back end here. So, I mean, the main thing that's been holding you back, though, is not so much, like, the logistics of it. Like, you see the value in it. It's just the actual cost because of Home Advisor by Angie's?
Yeah.
I mean, I could put you on
I'd rather be...
If you want to start out...
I'd rather be...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
What's the difference?
Well, you're just not going to have Facebook ads. The Pro Package doesn't have Facebook ads. But with your discounts, I could get it down to $199. With that new in business credit.
Okay.
So it would be cheaper.
So it would be $199 $199 front page of Google and everything.
Yeah, and you'll still get all the directory submissions, everything. The only thing you'd be missing is the Facebook ads, because $100 would go directly into that Facebook ad campaign.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish you were here right now just so I could help you. You could help me back into my trailer. I'm struggling.
Well, if you want to put the phone down for a second, like I said, I don't want to distract you from that.
No, it's you're in my headphones, so I'm like, it's not distracting me.
Okay.
It's just it seems like I might be a little bit, because I picked this up last week. I haven't noticed just a little bit of it. But, yeah, so the Pro Package is $100 less because there's no Facebook credit.
Yeah. So you wouldn't have Facebook ads.
Sense.
We do like using Facebook ads just because it's really easy to get up and running and start generating clients while we're waiting for your Google verification and building everything. But, you know, it's better to get that placement than to lose the placement altogether and then be waiting however long. Or let's say, like, you canceled Home Advisor and by Angie's, and then you go, okay, now I want to get on Google, but we don't have a spot available. Then you're really in a rock and a hard place, because it's like, how are you going to get the name out there unless you go, like, old school door knocking and flyers and stuff?
Yeah. Well, so it's $100, like, credit of Facebook ads, or is it like $100 across the whole month?
Yeah, that's for the whole month. It directly goes into Facebook ads, but we have Meta certified technicians that do remarketing campaigns for you. So I don't know if you've ever like Googled something, or you were talking to your friends about something in the car, and then you go on Facebook and you see like the exact thing that you were talking about as a pop-up. You'd have one of those. It's a remarketing campaign. So if anybody searched for or talked about through voice search, anything that you provide, you'll actually pop up to them as long as it's within the last 48 hours. So it's a more modern form of marketing, kind of a little invasive, but it's effective.
Yeah. It sounds a little freaky, right?
Yeah, it is. Because it's like, oh, I feel like your phone's listening to you. It's because it is, you know? So it is a little weird. But
I've spent money on Facebook ads before.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't really work out.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be done the right way. Like, you want to really focus on just, like, your main keywords or the main things that you know are getting traffic. So you do have to kind of look at their analytics system that they have on there. If you just kind of blindly throw yourself into a category, you know, you might run through the budget really fast without seeing the actual results from it.
Yeah, I put about $10 a day across 10 days or 7 days a week.
Yeah.
I spent about $70.
$70.
I think I maybe got like one lead.
Wow. Yeah, Facebook, I mean, I would say for my clients that are on this same platinum package that about 10 to 15%, I got to get an exact number, but that's just kind of my guesstimate. Like 10 to 15% of the customers they get come from Facebook. Majority of it's just coming from Google. That's what everybody uses. I mean, especially when you're searching for stuff. When I go to Facebook, I just log in, check my notifications. Maybe I'll scroll through a little bit, you know, message somebody back and then get off of it. I'm not really looking for things. I mean, I bought a golf club here and there off Facebook Marketplace, but for the most part.
We all have, right?
Yeah. But that's about it, you know?
Okay.
Google's really where the money's at. That's why I'm saying, like, hey, if you want to get that first page placement, we can do it without the Facebook ads to start. And then if you want to add it later, you know, it's just a phone call and we could set up the Facebook page. It's not based on availability like these local listings on Google are.
Yeah. I know it must change for like business to business, but like, mm-hmm. do you have like a rough number of like, how do companies start performing once they join you guys or like,
percentages? Just look up local splash. I mean, we have a 20-year track record, but Google advertising alone has been the most profitable way for businesses to market and advertise for the last 17 years consecutively. It's the number one search engine in the world. And again, you know, it has pre-existing relationships with Bing, the Apple Safari search engine, you know, anything on Android. Those are all going to be the same search results page. Same thing with the Amazon Alexa devices. So it's like just about any method of modern day search through a search engine, you're covered when you have Google Places placement like this on the first page.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a lot better than a radio. It's a lot better than investing in cards or flyers or anything like that. It's a lot better than a billboard because you're catching people at the moment that they're purposefully looking up a service that you provide. So you're being marketed to an audience that's actually already looking for your help instead of just like blindly marketed to people.
Yeah, kind of like Facebook or flyers.
Yeah, it's kind of like a pop-up. It's like, okay, that's why those ones aren't as effective. You know, these people are actually looking for help. Home Advisor by Angie is effective. Those people are looking for help, but then they are also looking for the cheapest rate because Home Advisor by Angie tells them they'll connect them with five or six other guys. So it's like now you're paying to compete at that point.
Yeah, like it's almost like a pay-to-play.
Right. With this, I mean, you're still paying to play necessarily to be on the first page, but you don't have that dynamic of, you know, oh, I'm just looking for the cheapest person. They're looking at your reviews. They're looking at your website. They're able to see you have experience, you know, and then Google's recommending you. So obviously you're not some fly-by-night scam company. And so the trust is kind of built. And by the time they pick you or call you, it's practically a done deal. It's more so a scheduling issue at that point instead of you trying to convince them why they should hire you or you give them the lowest rate, things like that. So that's what I'm telling you. Like the audience is just completely different. If you ran them side by side, you're going to be like, okay, I'd much rather deal with these people than these people.
I deal with a lot of people who are like, I'll ask, I'll be like they'll be looking for like routine stuff. And I'll be like, hey, why'd you like, are you new to your house? Like, why are you looking? And they're like, oh, the person was too expensive. I'm like, well, I'm not the cheapest guy, and then I'll go there and give them a quote, and they're like, oh, we went with the other guy because he could do it for $10 cheaper. I was like, well, shoot.
$10 cheaper? That was it?
Like $10 like per week.
Oh, $10 a week? Jesus.
Yeah.
It's practically free.
I almost wanted to be like, $10? I can give you that $10 right now. Like,
yeah,
it's really cheap. But yeah, so I've kind of got a pretty good idea, I'd say, of what you guys provide, and I'd say this conversation has been good. But you know, I mean, still have to finish my work for today before I get home in front of the computer and start.
Well, what concerns do you have with trying it out on a month-to-month basis? I mean, being that we have the availability and trying to work with you and getting the pricing down as much as possible, what's your fear of giving it a shot?
Well, I don't know if I'll actually be able to cancel with Angie's. If I don't, then...
Oh, you're still
that's my only thing.
You're not...
Yeah, well, I don't know.
You know, and tell them to like stop all transactions from this entity, and you're completely within your right to do that. And that's like the that's how I usually get out of things a lot of the time, is I'm like, hey, I don't even argue with them, because they're going to try to promise you the moon and the stars or debate, and the reality is like, okay, now you don't have my card, so now you're forced to contact me instead of just debit my card. You don't have the ability to do that anymore. So it kind of changes things, you know? But you're in this fearful thing of like, oh, they have my information, and they told me that they're going to do this if I do that, and it's like they're trying to bully you. It's something you should want to do. If you don't want to do it, then you can get out of it. That's just simple how it works. They're not going to come after you in a small claims court saying you owe them money, and you have to keep buying these leads that they want to sell to you if you don't want them.
Okay. Yeah, so... You're saying I would just have to go to my bank and say, like,
I'm giving you like six
different bill me
out of that thing. Yeah, that's one way to do
yeah.
it. Yeah, you could always call them too. I mean, I'm telling you, there's people that not only canceling is one thing, but there's people who've gotten refunded. Like, read those articles. It's a whole thing about it. They demanded them to pay back like $7 million just a month ago. So it's to old clients.
Wow.
Yeah, people, it's not just people canceling. It's like, hey, I actually want my money back because, like, you gave me this lead. The number didn't go anywhere. Like, how do I know that that was even a lead? It's just a dead line, and you charged me $100 for it and said it was a roofing lead, you know? And so,
that's one of the things that changed me the most is, like, I can't even call them to their own number. I have to call them to their line.
Exactly.
It pisses me off. They won't even let me see their phone number. I have to like ask them on the phone, and they're like, "What do you mean you don't know my phone number? You just called me." I'm like, "Well, I don't know how to explain this to you, but they don't let me see it."
Yeah, it's just all part of their system, the way they have it set up. It's kind of a monopoly thing, you know. If they get a lead off of Google and it costs them $10 in the grand scheme of things to get that information, they'll give it to like five guys for $50. And now they have $250 for what cost them $10 to acquire off of Google advertising. It's crazy.
Okay. So, the numbers, it's $299 with the Facebook, $199 with the no Facebook.
Right.
And there's none of those other like startup costs because I already have a website.
Right.
And such.
Exactly.
And I can upgrade at any time and I can cancel month for month.
Yep, you can cancel anytime. So today, you started up today, depending on if you want to go Facebook or not Facebook, your next bill won't be due until the 22nd of May.
Okay. Oh, that's better than what Angie's was like, oh, if you start today, even though it's the 7th, we'll charge you on the 1st of next month.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
No, we give you the full month every time. And then your bill stays the same unless you call in and change it. So you would literally have to add the other products and features at your own discretion.
All right. And so that's like, this is essentially like a, so I become number one on the search engine, across all these different platforms.
Top recommended option on the first page of the search results. 1, 2, and 3 is going to be based on where they're searching from, but you'll be a top recommended option. I want to be clear on that one.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and so if like, let's say, so I provide services like landscaping, like yard cleanup, and pressure washing. Those are what I provide. So if they search up any of those three, it'll show up there?
Right. We list you for 15 different ones. So you'll go into a client interview. Like, I'll create the account, secure it, send you your paperwork, your receipt, and then there'll be an interview scheduled for tomorrow, and then they'll go over the exact keywords. So you have final say on those, but we have a system called Google Analytics that'll let us or will help us get those other 12 keywords from you on what you want to go with. Like, we can actually see in Google Analytics what people have been searching the most. And that data goes back like 10 years. We could see by season and just try to put you in the best position to get as much out of it as you can.
Okay. So cause I was thinking about getting into Christmas lights, in the winter time.
And we could switch
like,
it during the winter.
So we could switch it like whenever. Okay. I could just call in and I'd be like, hey, put me on for Christmas lights and snow removal.
Exactly.
You guys could do that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it happens every year.
Okay. Yeah, that's... Hell yeah, man. I kind of like the sound of that.
We adjust. Yeah, we need you to be profitable. Like I said, if you're not making money, then we're not making money. So it's like, okay, you know, switch the keywords out, keep them in, what's getting his phone ringing, and keeping the clients and cash flow coming in.
Okay, yeah, so what's the next step from here?
So I have to create your account. We got to get you Google verified. That's going to be huge. You know, you don't even exist on Google until you get you verified. So I had to create the account, do the verification. We'll secure that first month. I'll send you all your paperwork, and then I'll schedule the client interview. So if you got like 2 to 3 minutes, I'll fast track you through it.
Yeah, I'm right now putting on the hitch, because guess what? I finally backed in. So congratulations to me.
You didn't break anything? All right. What's your
My last name?
Yeah.
My last name is Buher, B-U-C-H-E-R.
Oh, no way. You have any family in California?
No, none in Cali. Actually, well, none that would have that name.
Okay. Yeah, one of my best friends' name is Nick Bucher. He's got your same last name.
Oh, okay. He just sounds it out differently than I do.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a kind of a crazy guy. He's, you know, you see him on the surface, and he's like tattoos everywhere, kind of a wild guy, but he owns like so much property. He just has a lot of working capital that he got from his dad, and then he just invested in real estate, and he just has like so many rental properties and everything. So he's like really well off, but he looks really edgy.
Yeah, so the opposite of me. I'm a no tattoos young guy.
Yeah, this guy's crazy. Yeah. He says he like the craziest memes out of nowhere. It's like wildly inappropriate. My wife hates him. She thinks I shouldn't talk to him.
Yeah. But he's just, we all have friends like that.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, "How do you hang out with this guy?" I'm like, "He's awesome."
Yeah. Like they don't see the vision. They don't see the vision.
He's secretly who I wish I could be, but I just never had the Wemos to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Never had the ability to.
Yeah, never would want to. I'll never tattoo my neck, but it's just like cool to think about it, maybe. It's wild.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to send you everything in writing, and I'm going to send you a receipt. What's the business email address where I could send everything?
It's Daniel at The Valley Outdoor Services.
The Valley Outdoor Services. .com.
The email?
Yeah.
I think it's,
okay.
It's .com.
.net ones. This one was built through G Suite, right?
Outlook.
Outlook. Really?
No. Microsoft 365.
Okay.
That's Daniel.
At the Valley Outdoor Services.com.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it. I was just wondering, because usually when you get the custom emails, it's usually through Gmail, like where you get it, like, at your business name.
Or no, like I got it. That's through Outlook.
Hmm. Wonder when they started doing that. Have you had it for a long time?
Oh, like, maybe this year.
Oh, yeah, so it's pretty new. Okay. Your website's not showing anything right now, too. You know it's down? Like, if you look up the valleyoutdoorservices.com, it's down.
It will?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got people who host my website.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's their job to keep it up and running, but it says the site can't be reached if you look it up right now.
Well, the site looks totally wrong on my end.
Oh, shoot.
Well,
what do you mean?
Yeah, it's like, I just looked it up, and it's like, I was able to get to the website, but it's like totally wrong.
I wonder if I'm like typing something wrong here, but I found this link. Like, I looked you up by name first, and then I found all the listings that were out there. I clicked on this one because it has like your phone number and the 9119 Merritt Ave Southeast.
Oh, that could be from Angie's. Cause Angie's, I think, well, I don't know why it would have my address.
Yeah, it says the valleyoutdoorservices.com, but when you click on it, the site can't be reached, it says.
Oh. Okay, well, I just sent on tech the Valley Outdoor Services a link to the website.
Okay.
And that one seems to be fine.
Okay. So it's literally like you typed in the Valley Outdoor Services and it's fine?
Yeah, I typed it in.
I see what's happening with this one. So the link, the domain name that popped up here, the services is not correct. It's not spelled correctly.
Oh. Outdoor. Okay. Services. Yeah, it's spelled correctly in my business.
Okay, there we go. Okay, this got to be it. Yeah, it's got a nice logo, the Valley Outdoor Services, red and blue and white.
Yep.
Does the valley real big? Okay, yeah, this is nice.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. I was worried there for a second. I'm like, man, the whole reason I built this deal and got the price down that far was because you had your own site and then it wasn't showing up.
Yeah, I was really confused. I was like, your website usually shows up.
Yeah, no, it's good. I got it here. It's just a typo on that link that they had there. Yeah, that, and then your address, do you want your address displayed or hidden?
Oh, the 9119. I don't want that
displayed.
Displayed. I don't know where that was out.
Okay.
That was not included in my other website.
If you look up the business name and number, there's two. Hold on, it's showing here twice. So there was one. Where'd it go? There was one under your number and one under the name. I know Home Advisor by Angie's was one of them.
That's probably where they were putting my address down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I saw another one. And obviously, if you want it hidden on those platforms, then you have to actually contact them and tell them to take it down. Because we won't be able to do that. We're only going to be able to hide it from the ones that we're actually creating for you and hosting for you. We're not affiliated
okay,
with that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, you can't affect what they put up.
Yeah,
okay,
but I'll have to take care of the other ones.
Okay.
Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I mean, the work, I mean, quote, 24/7, right? You're a business owner, but I don't want to be receiving calls.
Around the clock.
Like, yeah. So, I mean, we could do calls starting at 7 and ending at 7.
7 to 7. Okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends, too?
Yeah. Do every day, but Sunday, make it so it...
By appointment only?
She calls Sunday off. Yeah, Sunday, do appointment only. I don't... Yeah, I'm usually at church and stuff. I don't feel like dealing with some clients.
No, I hear you. Got to at least have like one day to kind of recharge from time to time, or you'll go.
Crazy. Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I use the golf course for. My wife's always like, again. I'm like, yeah, again. I need it, and I'm walking.
Yeah, this is my spa.
Yeah, exactly. Like I need to touch some grass and not hear people for a minute. Focus on this ball.
Stop.
All right. I got your profile created. What's going to be the best time to do the client interview with you tomorrow?
Well, I'm in the, in my last week for, this other job I have.
Mm-hmm.
And it finishes this week. So I technically work from 6 a.m. to, 2:30 there.
Wow.
So, let's do,
You're still working.
I do those hours.
On the side.
Yeah, well, it's not. It's current. It was full-time until 2 weeks ago. Told them I had to, because I was doing these jobs in the afternoon.
If I'm showing up
weekends,
tomorrow at 6:30, that's a full-time job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just there for, 3 days a week.
Oh, okay. Got you.
Right now. Yeah. And so, this is going to be, my last week there. So let's do 2:30 and out and on. I'll be able to take the calls.
Okay. 2:30. Okay, so I could do a client interview. Honestly, if you're not busy, I could do one between 3 and 4 Pacific Standard, if you want, today.
Today? Or,
yeah.
No, I actually...
Busy.
3 and 4. Oh,
yeah.
I'll be busy then. Let's do 3
okay.
and 4 of
tomorrow.
Of tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say I could do 2 and 3 tomorrow, 3 or 4. I'll do 3 to 4, and then I'll send you a calendar invitation to this appointment, And we'll also send a text message out to you 1 hour prior, so that way you don't forget. All right. And then the last part of this, how do you want to secure the first month's payment? Actually, I didn't ask you. So did you want to start it with Facebook or without Facebook?
Let's do this very beginning without Facebook.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I'm inclined to go to the Facebook route, but we can start off now.
Yeah. I mean, it just helps. It's just another avenue, but sometimes Google's more than enough and you don't really need it, you know? So sometimes guys start it up with it and then they call me back later and like, eh, can we do it without it? And then I revert it. So either way. All right. So got your client interview scheduled. Okay. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199 then, since we're doing it local, or the pro package without the Facebook ads, how did you want to do that?
Payment wise?
Yeah. How did you want to secure the payment?
I have a credit card in the bank account. I could just do it through there.
Okay. You're like, I don't want to secure the payment, actually.
could you just slide it for free for me?
Yeah. Yeah, can we skip this part?
Yeah. This is the part I don't like, actually.
Me too. You know, I have good conversations all day, and then it's like peeling a scab. I'm like, okay, now we got to be adults here for a second.
Yeah. There's some jobs where I'm like, hey, that was great. Like, the results turned out fine. Okay, that'll be $750. And then I just kind of feel like I feel like a kind of a butthole about it.
Nah, that's fine. Collect what they owe you, you know? I've had some clients I've had to talk off a ledge where they're like, this guy gave me a check and it bounced and I'm at his door and I'm like, just think about it. Just breathe, you know? Yeah. Like, it's probably an accident. Yeah, I've had that happen a lot of times.
I've had times where people like try and get away with like, oh, I hope you forgot. It's like, nope, I did not.
Yeah, I'm not going to forget this.
That's for remember.
Yeah. Oh, I got the text that you sent me too. I'll send you my direct number and extension. So moving forward, you can contact me directly too. We have 24/7 customer service, but when you text that line like that, it goes like to the whole company, which is fine, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like a broadcast of your website right now.
Yeah. Yeah, get everyone looking on that. My profile clicks would be really high.
Well, website's actually good. You know, it's like you need this, though, to get the foot traffic on it. So it's going to help a lot and get a lot more visitors to it.
Uh-huh.
All right. And is the billing address for the card the same as the street address that we're sending your Google verification letter?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a letter that'll come to you in the mail from Google. There's a little 5-digit number on the back. I'll actually need you to send that over to me when it comes in so you can verify your listing.
Okay.
Okay. And then your name, it just says Daniel Bucher on it, or is there? Does it say the Valley Outdoor Services LLC on the card?
For my business or on my credit card?
Yeah, on the card that you're going to give me right now, does it say the business name on it, or does it just have your name
on it? Oh, no, that's just, this one's just my personal card. I don't have a business card yet.
Okay. You'll still get the receipt and everything, so you could write it off, but I have to make sure I add the name to the invoice so that way you know it's a business expense.
Give me one. Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready for the card number when you are.
All right. All right, so it's 4147.
4147.
Yep, 3420.
3420.
4261.
4261.
6336.
6336. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
1129.
1129, and then 3-digit code on the back.
364.
364. Okay. And then when this payment clears, you're going to get a full outline of the agreement in writing, but there's also a voice verification I'm going to walk you through too, just to reiterate everything. So if I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me as I'm walking you through this, okay?
Yeah, I may just get back here.
I'm gonna give you.
I see the text. Okay. Yeah, Yeah.
Yeah, that's just my direct.
I look at the text as well that got sent in. Okay, that's just your direct number.
Yeah, that's
okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
The text's going to come through after I process the payment. It'll go through automatically to you.
All right.
Okay. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Valley Outdoor Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
My name is Daniel Buher, and I am owner and founder of the company.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So let's go here. All right. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is April 22nd, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199. However, I have you on a full pro package service, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the 22nd day, but you're going to keep this discounted price of $199 for as long as you remain with us, unless you contact me and you add the Facebook ads later or one of the other services. So it says you may discontinue or cancel at any time, Daniel. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you ever do decide to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process your first month's payment here. We are supposed to recommend you try it for 2 months when we're building your Google business profile from scratch, but it is month to month, obviously. You know, as I mentioned earlier, you could cancel at any time if you're ever unhappy. They just tell me to verbally recommend they try it for 2 months. Okay. So I process the payment. It's cleared here. You're going to start receiving some text messages and emails. There's three different ones. They're going to look similar. Both text and email, it'll look the same. It's going to be an outline of the agreement in writing called your subscription terms. So it'll have everything documented in black and white there. When you get a chance this evening, go ahead and sign off on that. They'll also send you the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. We have an app. I recommend you download the app, too. That'll make your life a lot easier. Just keep a track of all the customers requesting reviews and things like that. And then they'll ask you for some paperwork for Google verification. Send in as much paperwork as you can. If you're missing anything, don't panic. We could always do video verification if we need to. But those are the three things that are going to come through.
Okay.
All right. So officially, I want to welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with our team here at Local Splash. I'll be your account lead. There's going to be a team of guys that will help me with fulfillment on everything, but if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can call me directly. We also have 24/7 customer service at the same phone number. You just hit extension 1. We're also available via email and text message, so whatever is the most convenient for you, just let us know, and we'll always we'll be here in your back pocket ready to help.
Okay.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your work day. I know you said you already finished up the trailer, so I don't know what else you got to do today, but enjoy the rest of your work day, and then we'll follow
up. Oh, that's just the start.
That's just the start? Oh, okay. So you do got a bunch of stuff to
do.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I did like half of it, and now I got the trailer, so finish the rest.
No, geez. What is the rest? What do you mean by the rest? What is that?
Well, I have all the stuff in my back in the bed of my truck. And I did one half of the job, which was like cleaning up the yard and like debossing and taking out weeds and getting the bench ready. And now I have a trailer full of mulch, and I'm bringing that trailer there to lay down the mulch. And
you're in the middle of a job right now. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Thank you for hearing me out. I appreciate that. You're a heck of a multitasker. but it's something that's going to benefit
you. Yeah, well,
you
that was good company. That was good company to keep me from, yeah, it was good company to keep me from swearing while I was backing in the trailer. Or getting kind of back into that trailer.
Yeah, easy through it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Good. If you, outside of this, though, if you do have any issues and, with the, home advisor stuff, you know, I've worked with a lot of people. I'm not supposed to, like, tell you to cancel that service to sign up with us, but, you know, if you need help, yeah, I'm still here, right? You could always bounce that off of me too.
Yeah.